This is a Fox News alert. Trying a third time, I'm Lee Silasera. Donald Trump has filed paperwork for another run as president.
Former President Donald Trump delivering his big announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Mr. Trump declaring his bid for the Republican nomination for the White House in 2024 at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida Tuesday. He's the first to officially enter the field with speculation surrounding Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' White House pursuit. The announcement comes as Trump finds himself at a crossroads with Republicans in Washington after less than stellar midterm results for the GOP, primarily from Trump-backed candidates. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
We need to figure out exactly what happened. Those words from President Biden after a meeting with NATO and G7 leaders after a Russian-made missile landed in Poland, killing two civilians. The president said it's unlikely it came from Russia, though Russia's attacks on Ukraine are escalating.
We support Ukraine fully in this moment, and we have since the start of this conflict. We're going to continue to do whatever it takes to give them the capacity to defend themselves.
The European Commission issued a statement that NATO and G7 leaders have agreed to remain in close touch to determine appropriate next steps as the investigation continues. A federal judge has ruled that a Trump-era rule put in place during the pandemic that was used to expel hundreds of thousands of migrants to Mexico was unlawful.
Federal authorities must stop using Title 42 to quickly expel migrants. That judge calling the order, which, by the way, allows expulsions on the basis of public health, quote, arbitrary and capricious.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. As NASA began to prepare the Artemis rocket for the launch that's expected to happen in the next couple hours, a new leak has been discovered. A so-called red team has been called to the launch pad. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A settlement is announced in a lawsuit over a COVID-19 outbreak at a veteran's home in Massachusetts.
A federal judge approves a $58 million settlement with the state-run Soldier's Home in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Attorneys in the class action suit say 84 residents died of COVID in the spring of 2020, early during the pandemic, with about that many sick and surviving. Some have died of other causes since. The 164 plaintiffs include survivors who get at least $10,000 each, and families of those who died, they'll get at least $400,000 each. An investigator hired by the state found that the home's management made what were called baffling decisions, letting the virus spread almost unchecked. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The judge at the Los Angeles trial of Harvey Weinstein has dropped 4 of the 11 sexual assault charges against him after prosecutors said they were not proceeding with the counts involving one of his accusers. A new report says a small percentage of people who are at high risk of lung cancer have actually been screened for it.
The American Lung Association's 2022 State of Lung Cancer report finds that the survival rate of the disease increased over the last 5 years nationally to 25%. But it also says that fewer than 6% of eligible people have been screened for it. The report says people of color who are diagnosed with lung cancer face worse outcomes compared to white Americans. It also finds that nationally, only 26% of cases are diagnosed at an early stage when the 5-year survival rate is much higher. The American Lung Association says every 2.5 minutes, someone is diagnosed with lung cancer, and every day the disease takes more than 356 lives in the U.S. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Beyonce has entered some rarefied air when it comes to Grammy nominations, earning a leading 9 nominations, tied with her husband Jay-Z, as the most nominated music act in the history of the awards, with 88 apiece. Kendrick Lamar with the second most nominations today, with 8. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.